This is Slowly at Light Speed, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Zagabs and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Kanan Jarrus, Hera Syndulla, with additional tags for fluff. So much fluff! I'm trash. Slice of life in between missions. Author's notes. I'm typically not a cartoon person, but I have always, always been a Star Wars devotee. And when I saw this show, I tuned in more out of loyalty to the franchise than anything else. But I absolutely love Rebels. It's joyful, well-animated, and the characters are top-notch. And of course, once I find a ship, there's no going back. Most days, Hera does not have time for sentimentality. Most days, she has to have tunnel vision. Vision of her galaxy without the threat of the Empire. After all, she can't be expected to pilot the Ghost the way she does if her mind is wandering. But today isn't most days. Today, the Ghost is cruising through hyperspace, and will be for several more hours, and doesn't need her quick reflexes or sharp vision. Today, Hera doesn't have to be the pilot. Today, she can sit back and relish in the little family she has managed to scrape together. Not too many years ago, it was just her on this crazy little crusade. Making a difference was a desperate pipe dream. But now? Now she has a group of lunatics just as hopelessly devoted to changing the galaxy as she is. She has a family. Hera leans back in her pilot's chair and closes her eyes, a relaxed smile forming on her face. She doesn't stir, not even when the familiar gait of a renegade Jedi sounds in the corridor. She hears him enter and settle into the co-pilot's seat. "Now there's something you don't see often," he comments. Hera cracks an eye open to see Kanan watching her with amusement. "I can't remember the last time I saw you relaxing." "Hard to find time to relax when I'm saving the galaxy," she replies. "Oh, and I suppose I'm just along for the ride?" Hera arches an eyebrow. "Who calls the shots around here, Jedi?" Kanan opens his mouth to reply, but can't seem to formulate any words to retaliate. Hera smirks. "That's what I thought." Kanan mumbles something to himself about putting up with, and lucky I like her, and she sits up in her chair. "How's Ezra's training?" she asks. "Can he leap canyons in a single bound like his master?" Kanan snorts. "You overestimate my abilities." "And you underestimate yourself." Kanan's eyes lock onto hers, and the intensity of his gaze almost compels her to look away. Almost. She's gotten used to reminding Kanan of his capacity for good, his strength. He's used to denying it, pretending it doesn't exist. But Hera sees the hero inside, desperate to be set free. She tries with every ounce of strength she has tried for years, to make him see what she sees. She knows he appreciates the effort, if nothing else. Who would have thought the self-esteem of a man who could be an arrogant ass most of the time would be so hard to bring out. He's leaning in, and she is too. She can't help herself. He's utterly magnetic sometimes. All the time, actually, but she usually has better self-control than this. It's a unique thing, knowing that there is a Jedi who would follow you to every end of the galaxy and back without a moment's hesitation. A Jedi whose soul is so hopelessly entangled with your own that you don't know how you ever functioned without him. Hera does look away and lean back eventually, because the last thing she needs, even on a rare, relaxing day like today, is the complications that would arise from kissing Kanan. Again. Well, Ezra chooses to burst in at that moment, blissfully, or perhaps willfully, for something knows how attuned to emotions he's gotten, unaware of the sudden tension in the cockpit. Hera smiles fondly at the former street rat. Sure, she's gotten a bit attached to the boy. No more than Mr. Jedi Don't Get Attached, Kanan, whose eye roll at his Padawan's entrance doesn't mask the affection he obviously feels. At least, not to Hera. How much longer are we going to be in hyperspace? Ezra asks nobody in particular. I'm hungry. That's what the protein packs are for. Kanan deadpans. For actual food, Ezra amends. I haven't had a real meal in forever. Fairly certain we had a real meal yesterday, Hera says. Like I said, forever. Hera glances over at Kanan, eyebrows raised. He's your Padawan. Kanan shakes his head. Padawan, not son. You deal with this. She rolls her eyes. I already have you to deal with, so you deal with him. His eyes narrow. You've got this bad habit of always telling me what to do. She shrugs. You listen. Ezra, Kanan says, diverting his attention back to his famished apprentice. How about you and I try working on meditating to take your mind off your hunger? Ezra brightens visibly, all signs of fatigue gone. Okay, he agrees instantly. Later, Hera, he calls, as he all but bounds out of the cockpit. Hera chuckles and waves. Kanan moves to follow Ezra, but not before turning back to her. You owe me. Sure, dear. She snickers, closing her eyes yet again and leaning back. She must fall asleep, because her back is stiff when she's gently shaken awake by Kanan.
How long was I out?
She asks groggily, blinking sleep out of her eyes and standing to stretch.
About 2 hours, Kanan replies. I was going to let you sleep a bit longer, but I figured you'd want to move.
You figured right, love, Hera says with a smile. Thanks. Kanan bows teasingly, and she shoves him.
You've been up here for a while, he says. How about a change of scene?
Apparently, his idea of a change of scene is the short trek to the common room, where he sits her down for a game of chess. Ezra and Sabine soon join them, watching her and Kanan with curiosity. Kanan knows approximately 2 chess strategies, all of which she figured out long ago. She knows this, and he knows this, but she loves playing with him. Chess keeps him from his other favorite pastime, brooding. So it's a nice hobby of his she likes to indulge.
I can never beat him, Ezra mumbles. He's always one step ahead, it feels like.
Hera snorts. Well, that's because he cheats, she explains, tapping her temple. Ezra's eyes widen and Sabine snickers. Kanan shrugs, unashamed.
You're the one telling me to embrace my powers.
Zeb lumbers in, curious about the noise, and laughs when he sees them.
Listen to the boss again?
He asks Kanan. Hera turns to Ezra. One day, you're going to beat him, and I want to be there to watch. She moves a pawn, looking Kanan straight in the eye as she does so. Check. Kanan doesn't look nearly as surprised as Ezra and Sabine. Zeb just grins. Wait, I thought you said he cheated,
Sabine protests. That trick stopped working on me about 3 years back, Hera says, with an easy smile. Haven't lost a game since. Can Hera be my new master? Ezra asks. Kanan rolls his eyes. No, kid. She's already mine. The end. Reader's notes. So, I have finally gotten off my butt and picked up Star Wars Rebels at the encouragement of multiple people in the Podfic community, several of whom at Podfication 2017 were like, this is perfect for you. It's found families, it's heists, it's all kinds of dependent upon each other to do desperate things at the last moment that you love so much. And I was a little bit resistant because I was like, yeah, I'm going to finish watching the Clone Wars first, but Clone Wars is just, the pending doom is making it more of a slog than anything. And then while I was sort of like, okay, what am I doing with my life? What are my choices? How do I get through all the ways that I know Clone Wars is going to end so badly? A vid went up by Star Lady. It's called The Last of the Real Ones, and it is amazing. I have watched it 6 times, and it is exactly the kind of early season Sam and Dean codependent with a, you don't have to see it with the shipping, but I will do every desperate thing to save you and keep you safe kind of dynamic between Kanan and Ezra that I am looking for, and that 3.5 seasons of Clone Wars hasn't given me between Obi-Wan and Anakin yet. So, watched this vid a whole bunch of times, and now I'm 10 episodes into Rebels and podficking it. So, that's where I am right now. I am ready for all the leverage-style heists, and the dependency, and the found family, and the everything. So, thank you very much to Zagabs for giving me permission to record this. And if you also enjoy this, please let me know in the comments. I'm excited to meet other people who are excited about these space people. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.
Second reader's note. It has been 10 days since I got permission to record this podfic, and I have already watched all of season 1, all of season 2, roped my roommate into watching the season finale of season 2 with me to provide emotional support, which we were both, you know, devastated, and the first 3 episodes of season 3. It's been 10 days. Thanks, Rebels. I was not, well, no, actually, no, I was really here for these feelings. I was here for all of these feelings. Just wanted you to know, though, that, like, I've spiraled. So, yeah, thanks for listening, again. Hope you enjoyed it, again. And have a nice day, again.